Focus.
Well, the big news out of federal parliament is that the federal government have responded to months of protest from the agriculture sector in announcing that it's now changed its contentious biosecurity protection levy to ensure it's more equitable and also more transparent. Well, Grain Producers Australia, they have welcomed the government's move to make adjustments to the proposed biosecurity tax, but say details are still needed on the biosecurity tax. To speak more about this morning, I do say good morning to GPA Chair Barry Large. Baz, good morning there to you.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. So you say details are still needed. What sort of details are you wanting to see?
Well, what we want to see, Troy, is we want to see how the money comes back to support growers. And our major concern is that in the beginning, it was all going to consolidated revenue. And at the moment, it still is, but they are saying that there's a bit of reporting process, better going to be a bit of transparency. So we're just trying to understand that, get our head around it. To their credit, our CEO is speaking with the minister's staff, and we are telling them how we roll with it. But we still believe it's unpalatable, and whilst they say that the risk creators are joining in this, we still believe that the growers are wearing the brunt of it. And
yep,
we've got to realise that so many of the people that the grains industry deal with are sitting on big reserves on the other side of the line. And we just feel that these guys should be at the table with a concerted bid in to wear some of the costs. And so, you know, as far as we're concerned as growers, we're still paying on numerous accounts. It's unpalatable. And we really still believe it should be scrap the tax. You know, that's our motto.
Yep.
We got 50 farming groups all on the same page. I mean, if that's not a serious message,
absolutely,
across all industries of agriculture, the support is strong.
Should the federal government here still take a bit more time, mate, to try and understand the details here?
Well, I think they thought that they could just do it.
Yep.
And they didn't realise the pushback. And you know what? If I was to learn anything out of this, a good consultation process in the beginning would have saved us all a lot of grief. We are making sure whatever happens is right for the industries that it affects.
Yeah.
And Grain Producers Australia,
yeah,
doesn't still find some palatable growers. So we're still not a supporter, that's for sure.
Are you happy that the federal government have actually listened to you sort of wanting to make these kind of changes?
Yes. Look, I think any consultation with them listening has got to be a good thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in the beginning, it was, this is what's happening. And
yeah,
industry, across all industries, has pushed back. And they've realised that, hey, this isn't palatable. But we're still not sure that it's... And not sure sounds a bit sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
I think I could strongly say that we firmly believe that this is a tax. This isn't it's going to consolidated revenues, and it's not fit for purpose. We already have good processes in place to protect our industry. Biosecurity sits strongly in my heart, as for a lot of years, and I've been involved in it for a long time. But most growers want to protect where they're going.
So you more or less want to ensure that the new policy actually improves biosecurity protection for producers out there, pretty much, mate.
We want the rubber to hit the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
We don't want it to get lost in the process. And that's the key thing. In the beginning, it was clearly made out that there was no measurement in place that could... sunset clauses could measure how much rubber hit the road. It was going to consolidated revenue. And I can't see how consolidated revenue is a biosecurity project that is measurable and deliverable.
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty much a tax on producers, and it's certainly not a levy, mate.
100%.
Yeah,
Troy,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens, mate. Of course, this news just filtered out of federal cabinet pretty much overnight. So we'll wait and see. Nice to chat, mate. I know that you're busy, but as you say, still plenty more details still needed on the biosecurity tax. As I said, know that you're busy, mate. As always, nice to have you on Rural Focus. We'll chat again soon, mate.
Good on you, Troy. Enjoy your day.